When you're with the breath, you know you're in the present moment. And it's interesting, the Buddha very rarely talks about being in the present moment, but when he does, he talks about it in the sense that we don't know how much time we have left, but we do have right now. So now is the time to do the work that needs to be done. It's almost as if death is shadowing the present moment. Aging, illness, all these other things are shadowing the present moment. They could come and make it difficult to practice at any time. So you've got the opportunity now, make the most of it. Give this your full attention. There's one passage where the Buddha says you're aware of everything that comes up in the mind right there as it's happening. And this way he says you have an auspicious day. It doesn't depend on the stars, it doesn't depend on the horoscope, it doesn't depend on things outside. You're on top of your mind. You know what's happening and you know what to do with it. And so the Buddha says you do your duty, which in terms of the Four Noble Truths, if you see suffering come up, you try to comprehend it. Even the least little bit of stress, try to comprehend it. You see what's causing it, you abandon the cause. And you do this by developing the path. Those are your duties. Not that they're imposed on you, but if you want to put an end to suffering, this is what you got to do. And this is the time to do it. You focus in this way, okay, then it's auspicious. It's interesting, this passage here that's about an auspicious day. Usually people don't like to hear about death on auspicious days. But the Buddha says if you keep death in mind, that's when the day is auspicious, because then you give yourself to what needs to be done. And it's your actions that make the day auspicious. So be on top of your duty right now and do it as best you can. And that's making good use of the present moment.